Atio flew down to a lower perch, casting a jaundiced owl's eye over the Hermaid and the shrewd chieftain. He pointed a wing accusingly at them.
I weren't the ones that started all this. Look at the mess of ye, and I've never seen out like it.
Young Dinger rose from the debris, blowing pie filling from the tip of his snout. Exchanging reproving glances with Azio, he shook a paw at Luglug and his contingent, exclaiming,
Old uns these days, I don't know. What's the world coming to, eh?
This statement caused roars of unbridled laughter from all the Gowsum. Heaving themselves upright and supporting one another, the entire shrew tribe tottered into the pond shallows to clean up. There were willing paws aplenty to help Maudie with her cooking. By mid-noon, her offering was ready. The Hermaid did not attempt anything fancy. She prepared food that was plain but satisfying. Flat cakes with nuts and berries, fresh fruit salad, some shrew cheeses, chopped celery stalks, and a cordial of dandelion and burdock. The Gowsum chieftain complimented her as they sat eating together.
This is a perfect feast for a happy summer's day. I can't remember the last time I had so much fun.
Young Dinger called out.
Aye, me too, Chief. Hey, what do you say we do this once every summer, pie fight and all?
There were shouts of agreement from the Gowsum. Asio helped himself to another flat cake.
Mayhaps thou could call it Mad Maudie Day.
Luglug clinked his beaker with the Hermaid's cup.
Mad Maudie Day it'll be. Thank you, friend. If there's anything we can do for you, just ask me any time.
Maudie was in like a shot.
Actually there is, sir. I was wondering if you could possibly show me the way to Redwall Abbey. I need to get there, don't you know?
She explained the mission Lord Ashire had sent her upon, asking if the shrews had seen the badger with the flame who walked with the banished one. Log-a-log-lug-lug stroked his snout reflectively.
Ain't seen no beast like that hereabouts, miss. A badger like that would stick out like a lantern at night. As for taking you to Redwall, well, that's quite a journey. But nothing a Gowsum couldn't manage. I'll do you a deal, though. You stay here and cook supper for us this evening. Then first thing tomorrow, we'll break camp and take you to the Abbey. Is that a bargain?
Maudie shook Luglug's outstretched paw.
Rather, I'll say it is. How'd you like a drop of woodland broth to sup round the fire tonight, what?
Mad Maudie the Hon Mugsberry Throttle had been trained by the best cooks at Salomon Nastron. Even the great Lord Ashai always asked for seconds when she served up broths, which were a speciality. That evening, she produced a woodland broth which had the Gowsum savouring every drop. Azio assured the shrews solemnly,
I tell thee, yon lass is nought but magic, and thee can take my word on it.
After supper, Maudie sat by the campfire with the Gowsum, as the young ones sang and danced. It was a soft summer night, with the darkened skies reflecting starlight upon the still surface of the pond at Bulrush Bower. Tomorrow she would start the journey to Redwall, and see the fabled abbey for herself. Asio was dozing, though he opened one eye to comment on the Gowsum music.
Tain't too bad. Mayhaps I'll give him a song later.
Maudie muttered under her breath.
I blinked well hope not.
The owl craned his head forward.
What did he say?
Maudie smiled.
I said, save it for tomorrow, what?
She watched the little shrewmaids dancing as Dinger and his friends sang the melody.